Well, as we just heard, in addition to the whistleblower saying they heard White House officials concerned about President Trump's call with Ukraine's president, there was an attempt to cover up that and other calls. Just minutes after the whistleblower complaint was released earlier today, we spoke with Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lasko of Arizona about the impeachment inquiry the whistleblower launched. Congresswoman Lasko, we appreciate your time. And do I understand, I think I have this correctly, that you have said you feel that the impeachment inquiry is completely baseless, especially because you say Democrats are using unverified claims from unknown sources without any evidence to formally launch their inquiry. Have I got that right?
Well, to this point, there has been nothing that rises to the level of impeachment. Now, I have yet to read. It just got printed for me, the actual complaint. And so I will read through that, although people that I have talked to have said that there's really nothing dramatic in it.
Well, others might disagree. And yes, you haven't read it. So here's some of what it says. The complaint reports an urgent concern that the president is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election, including pressuring a foreign country to investigate a political rival. The whistleblower also writes that numerous White House officials contacted him because they were deeply disturbed at what transpired in the phone call, including, according to the whistleblower, White House officials told him they were directed to remove the electronic transcript of the phone call from the computer system, which implies there might have been a cover-up. And I should add that Michael Atkinson, who's the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, the lawyer for the Intelligence Community, in his letter to Joseph McGuire, the acting Director of National Intelligence, he said, "I have determined that the complainant's information would constitute an urgent concern," meaning it should go to Congress. Does any of that disturb you?
Well, the part that you talked about the influencing a foreign country to do something against a political opponent, that part, I actually, you know, we read the transcript. So in the whole of the transcript with the conversation with the Ukrainian president and President Trump, to me, that was a small portion. A lot of it was he was congratulating. That's the reason he called him, right? To congratulate him about his newly elected position. Then they talked about how the European countries weren't funding enough of Ukraine and weren't working on sanctions. And so if you read the whole transcript, and I encourage your listeners to do that, I felt that it wasn't as big of a deal as the Democrats have been portraying.
Some of people would say that just the words, "do us a favor," are damning enough, because it's against the law to ask anything of value of a foreign entity when it comes to the U.S. elections. That's against the law.
I say "do me a favor" all the time to my staff when it's not really a favor.
But you don't ask them to break the law.
I'm just asking them to, do something for me. Hmm. I totally disagree with you. There is nothing wrong. And you guys are totally overblowing this. That transcript was a total nothing burger. Now, to the second thing that you said, something about this whistleblower, if they are claiming that there was a removal of the electronic transcript, well, then I need more information on that, because there's been so much misreporting that it's just unbelievable, to tell you the truth.
So I just want to be clear. Is there nothing in the president's behavior, asking a foreign president to investigate his political rival?
She did not ask him to investigate his political rival. He said to look into the corruption that was going on that he heard about Joe Biden's son.
Do you not believe what all the investigations of this have shown, which is that Vice President Biden had Ukraine in his portfolio and under the direction of the Obama administration, and in concert with world leaders around the world, there was an effort to remove a prosecutor who was seen as corrupt? It wasn't that he was investigating a company. He wasn't. He was taking bribes. Do you not believe that?
Well, I certainly hope that in the both Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee that we get to the bottom of it.
Nothing that the president said to the Ukrainian president bothers you?
In the transcript that I saw, no, nothing bothers me at all.
That's Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lasko of Arizona. Congresswoman Lasko, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And again, we spoke to her earlier today and also asked Congresswoman Lesko if she was even aware that then Vice President Joe Biden was openly in Ukraine in 2015 on behalf of the U.S. and other Western leaders to demand that the corrupt prosecutor be replaced with a more efficient one, that in fact that prosecutor was fired because he was corrupt. She said she was not aware of that. She only took office in a special election last year.